Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a new episode of In the Light of the Quran. Today we have a very important light for the Muslims in the way they deal with each other, the way they deem each other. And there is a message to all humanity, very important in the Quran, about how humans should treat each other. This light and this wisdom will be taken from the Surah of Al-Hujurat, which we talked about previously, which is the Surah of the Chambers, which refers to the chambers or the rooms that belong to the house of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will start with the recitation before we delve into the wisdoms to take them, inshaAllah, and benefit from them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإن طائفتان من المؤمنين اقتتلوا فأصلحوا بينهما فإن بغت إحداهما على الأخرى فقاتلوا التي تبغي حتى تفيء إلى أمر الله فإن فاءت فأصلحوا بينهما بالعدل وأقسطوا إن الله يحب المقسطين إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to In the Light of the Quran. Now these beautiful etiquettes that Allah is teaching us is so powerful and are very important in our lives. First, Allah talks about the state where two groups of the believers fight among each other. If two groups among the believers fight, Allah is saying, physically fight. Allah is saying, then bring reconciliation among them. Bring peace between them. Try to reconcile the two parties, because they are both believers. So this tells us actually, even if two groups among the believers fight, they are still believers. They are still believers. And we have to try our best to exert ourselves to bring peace between them. Then Allah says, if one of them transgresses against the other, then stand on the side or be on the side of the one that is oppressed. So support the oppressed. This should be as well the attitude of every Muslim. We always support the ones that are oppressed. Especially when two groups among the believers fight, and the other one, after we tried to bring peace, the other one insisted on transgressing against the other, then we should support the group or the side that is oppressed until the oppressors come back to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or come back to the reconciliation that Allah commanded us with. Then Allah says that try your best when you bring peace to bring justice along with that. Give everyone their rights. Always bring justice with reconciliation. Reconciliation should not be at the expense of taking somebody else's right. No. Everyone should take their due rights. This is the case when we bring peace between two Muslim groups that were fighting. Then Allah says that Allah loves the ones who bring justice, the ones who do justice. And we have to know that with all our affairs, with all our dealings, with our mixing with the people, we always try to bring justice and be just to the people. Don't oppress, because oppression will be darknesses on the Day of Judgment, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Then Allah says, and Allah gives us a very clear rule that should be in front of our eyes wherever we go in this life. Allah says, verily the believers are brothers. The believers are our brothers. And this kind of brotherhood is even stronger than blood brotherhood. It is the real brotherhood, because it's the brotherhood of the faith, brotherhood of the believers. So Allah says, always bring peace and reconciliation among your brothers. When two of them fight or two groups fight, whatever happens, a dispute takes place, always bring reconciliation, always bring this brotherhood to among the believers. Then Allah says, and fear Allah so that you may attain His mercy. So when we preserve this brotherhood, Allah will give us His mercy and His favors. Then Allah says, and this is a very important instruction, no people should ridicule or fool others. So this is something very, very prohibited in Islam, extremely prohibited in Islam. O believers, let not a people ridicule another. A person cannot ridicule or mock on somebody else. Don't ever do that. This is something detested in Islam. It is alien to Islam to start to ridicule somebody else or mock at them or make fun of them. This should not be the case with Islam. We don't do that. So Allah is saying, O you who believe, let not a people ridicule another. Because it may be the case that the ones who are ridiculed, they are better than the ones who are doing this kind of ridicule, better than the mockers. And in most of the cases, this is true. Because the one who mocks others, this shows the deficiency and the illnesses that are present in the heart and the soul of that person who is doing this kind of mockery. So don't mock somebody else, because it's maybe the case that the ones who are mocked are better than the mockers. And Allah is saying this specifically, giving after that, Allah is saying, and no woman should ridicule other women. Why? Because mocking and ridicule is so spread and common among women. Women are inclined to do that. There's a lot of jealousy there, so they resort to mockery. And actually, mockery is a very destructive weapon, psychological weapon. Why should, in Islam, psychological harm is even more than physical harm. All of these are prohibited in Islam. And you see how much wisdom there is, how much light in the instruction Allah gives us. And imagine a society without mockery, a society without jealousy, a society without fighting, but peace will always be there. So it would be a wonderful society. This is what Allah wants for us. This is why this light that we find in the Quran is so beneficial to us as individuals and as a society. Then Allah says, no woman should mock on other women, because maybe the case that the ones who are mocked are better than the mockers. Then Allah says to us, don't call people names. Don't call people names. This bad language, we should do away with it as Muslims. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Muslim is not a person who speaks very loudly, and is not a person who curses other, is not a person who calls people names. This is the description of the believer, and we should stick to that. Then Allah says, what an evil thing to do after you have a grasped belief, after you have become believers, what an evil thing to do is to fall into this kind of evil doing, this kind of sinning, to call people names and to mock on others. Allah says this is a very evil thing for the believers. Then Allah says, and those who do not repent, then those are the transgressors. Then Allah guides us or points out a very important illness, disease that we should get rid of. Allah says, O you who believe, avoid much suspicion. Most of the cases of suspicion or conjecture are very, most of the time they are untruthful, they are not right, they are not correct. Most of our suspicion is based on the psychological influence around us, or so many things that hinder and deter our logical understanding and perception of the situation. So this is why Allah says, avoid much suspicion, for indeed, some suspicion is a sin. Imagine when you have some kind of evil suspicion about a person, this might be a sin. Although you didn't do anything, but suspicion is inside you, but you will be accountable for that. Because you are not supposed to have suspicion which is not based upon truth, upon facts, upon evidence. You cannot develop some kind of idea or understanding or perception about a person or a situation without having full knowledge. And suspicion is a very, very destructive disease for the self, for the person himself who has this suspicion first. So many people, like wives and husbands, some husbands, they start to suspect their wives. Maybe, why did my wife go to that shop? Why did my wife do this? What phone call was my wife doing? Who was she speaking to? This suspicion is not based on anything. It's based on the whispering of shaitan, and it leads to evil, and it will eat a knot on your heart before it destroys your wife herself. This is one situation. There are so many other situations when we deal with our friends, the people around us, our colleagues at work. This kind of suspicion is very evil. So to avoid suspicion, always establish your judgment, your opinion on facts, not on suspicion or on conjecture and expectations. Then Allah gives the similitude of Allah says to us, do not spy on one another. Spying is very evil because it brings us to suspicion, evil suspicion, and do not backbite one another. That's a very destructive disease, backbiting people. We should get rid of it because it's very destructive. Allah says backbiting is like eating the flesh of your friend or your brother when he's dead. This is so when you backbite someone, consider or imagine yourself eating his flesh when he's dead. This is how evil it is. Then Allah gives a call to all of humanity saying, oh mankind, we have created you from a man and a woman, single man and a single woman, Adam and Eve. And we made you into different people, different colors, and different tribes, so that you may get to know each other and mix with each other and benefit from each other from these differences. Then Allah says, the most honored among you in the sight of Allah are the most righteous. So color, language, origin, background makes no difference with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the only criterion that Allah judges people according to is righteousness, at-taqwa. Allah is all-knowing and Allah is aware of His servants. So these are the wisdoms that I hope we benefit from. Very wonderful etiquettes. Inshallah, we'll try to live in their light to improve our lives and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be real Muslims. Now, until we meet with another light from the Quran, I leave you in the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.